Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of June, and I am recording at 9:52 p.m., and that is still British summertime in what was very sunny London here again today. Okay, so what's going on in these markets? It was definitely a day for the stock market bulls. And we had a lot of green and a lot of big percentage gainers on the green. It's easier to pick out the exceptions. And there are only two that I have seen. I haven't looked at every index around the world, but they're not going to be many more. And Indonesia was down half a percentage point, and New Zealand was down considerably less than that. Starting with the big gainers here, Japan had a good day in here, and while the Nikkei 225 was up 1.26%, helped a little bit by a somewhat weaker yen in here today, but it's not a whole lot, you know, it's at 123.35 against the U.S. dollar. But the second section index, TSE2, I often mention that one because it so often leads. And that had faltered on Friday, but had a good upward dynamic in here today. So on it goes, and it would have to take out that the low on today's activity to indicate that we were getting more of an overbought reaction. Okay, China. Now, mainland China is closed here today, but the two Hang Seng indices had solid gains. The Hang Seng index itself up 1.2%, and the Hong Kong composite index, those are the H shares, up 1.5%. And Taiwan up 1.34%. South Korea and Australia more modest gains. Good day in India. Sensex up over 400 points, one over 1.5%. Same with the Nifty 50. And if I look at the European stock markets, they had the best gains of all. And around this stage, if you haven't heard the news, the big news on the day is the fact that the meetings today between Greece and the various different Greek officials and the various different EU officials ended optimistically. No signed deal, of course. We wouldn't expect that yet. But again, it was a big change in sentiment. A lot of forecasts that a deal will be completed coming from the EU here. It'd be interesting to see if that's the case. But some huge gains. Germany up 420 points. That's 3.81%. The French market had an identical percentage. The Euro Stoxx 50 index, even better, up over 4%, 4.06%. They were all huge gains in here. And the UK, not a member of the single currency, certainly, but up 1.72%. Switzerland, similar gain. So very, very big gains. And I think Greece was up. Was up 6% and earlier on. I think it was up about 8%, between 6 and 8%. So, what's that suggest? Well, a huge amount of short covering, I think. But if the short covering continues, and it might well, then you'll also get some buying as well, long interest buying, I should say. Now, in the United States, solid, up over 0.5% by the Dow. The S&P slightly better, 0.6%, and the NASDAQ up nearly, composite up nearly 0.75%. Now, that pushed the NASDAQ composite and also the Russell 2000 to new highs in here. So they're getting upside follow through from their breakout that we saw last Thursday. So this is good action. The laggards remain the same. Transports and the utilities index are far behind. Elsewhere, let's see, Canada up just under 1%, and Mexico over 0.5%. Brazil a smaller gain. Number of those South American, Central and South American indices, they're showing some evidence of recovery, having taken a beating. As you'll probably be well aware, in the weak commodity markets overall, but certainly firming up here right now, or in here today. And what else to mention? beg your pardon, the U.S. dollar here, dollar index, I should say, is a bit steady overall. It's at 94.326, and not an upward dynamic, but it's firming at this level. Now, I think that one of the reasons for that is because the European crisis may not be so bad as people were fearing. Few days ago, fearing only last week, so that could lead to some steadying there on the basis that the Fed, one of the reasons why the Fed has been very cautious and was holding off, was because it didn't know what the resolution of the Greek situation was actually going to be, and was that going to throw the whole region into chaos? And understandably, the Fed would not want to be raising interest rates against that background. I think the market is assuming, and I'm assuming, that the chances now of getting a rate hike coming in September have increased, assuming that Greece and the EU are able to complete a deal, as they probably will. Now, the other factor, though, of course, it will be worrying the Fed is the firmness of the dollar, and they certainly don't want to see this any higher. Will they intervene again? I maintain that they intervened when the dollar was up over 100 and have come in subsequently. We'll never know for sure because they won't tell us about it, but it certainly makes a great deal of sense that they would do that. So the Fed's main concern at this stage, I would say, is are we going to see the prospect, let alone the reality, of a rate hike, if only a quarter of a percent, in September? But currency players may well extrapolate that and say, well, if they did it once, they're going to do it again. And rates are definitely heading back upwards and push the dollar higher. That would not please the Fed at all. We can be very sure of that. Now, against some of the individual currencies, though, the Australian dollar is a little weaker, 0.7725, and the euro also a fraction weaker, but only 1.1339 as I speak, trading after hours here. Sterling down a little bit at 1.5824, but basically these are it's been a quiet market here overall for most of these currencies. The world currency that's fallen the most recently that is of any consequence is the New Zealand dollar, and that's starting to look oversold in my opinion, but there's no sign yet that it's broken this run to the downside that it's been experiencing. The Indian rupee a little steadier in here. Now, the VIX index, which I've been watching because we have been in a corrective phase among stock markets, but that's dipped here further, very much on the lower side of its range at 12.63. 7-4, so no alarm being shown there. And other factors to look at here. What about these precious metal markets? Well, they're weak for the most part. The exception, silver, which is up 3 cents. It's a bit of a bravura performance here, given that we've got palladium down nearly $12 to $6.95 and change. We have platinum. Platinum's done worst. It's at $10.61 and change. That's down over $25 here today. And we have the gold down over $14. That's taking it back to 1,100 and, well, nearly 1,186. Now, precious metals, why should they be down? Well, if we were going to get a big bust up in the European Union, then they might have had some temporary safe haven status. And obviously, that's not, well, that's less of a factor in here today. So that's not helping the precious metals overall. Also, inflation is really very, very subdued globally. The dollar, US dollar, is not weak. So if you have a situation where inflation is subdued and the dollar is firm, what's going to push gold up? Well, it's got to be some sort of geopolitical crisis. And the big one that was worrying stock markets so much, well, that's maybe off the well, off center stage here, which would be a good thing here overall. So that has that's the situation pretty much. What about other commodities? Well, they're mostly soft, and I see copper, U.S. copper, is closing at just a fraction higher in here today. But when I look down the list, lumber's weaker in here today. On the other hand, well, let's see here. We've got coffee. Coffee is a bit higher. Let's see, soybeans look a bit, yes, soybeans higher. Corn high. So the agricultural commodities are doing better. Wheat, corn, and soybeans are higher. And sugar is actually really quite strong in here today. So industrial commodities mostly weaker. Well, I say that, but the Brent had been lower most of the day, but it's currently at 63.34. That's up 32 cents. And the WTI is just a tiny bit firmer, 59.68. So these are ranging here, these crude oil prices right now. And there are more forecasts around saying that they can go higher here on prospects of improving growth. And I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that's quite possible. They aren't high enough at this stage to cause that U.S. shale oil to pick up again. You've got to get up to $70 to $80 for that to happen in a significant way. I would suggest. Now, does this rally that we've seen in here today on the Greek situation, which had been the number one worry, does that mean that the global stock market correction, as I have described it continuously, does that mean that it is over? Well, there's a real possibility of that. We've certainly got some firmness here in the weaker area, which was in the European markets. And they would have to take out those lows that we saw mostly last week to indicate a further decline here overall. But I certainly don't think that's going to happen if we get a deal on Greece and the EU, which looks highly likely. That doesn't mean that Greece won't get into financial trouble well before the end of the year. But the big bust up would that the risk of that happening is, let's put it this way, it's significantly reduced here right now. And we know we've got a lot of quantitative easing, QE, coming from the European Central Bank. And that's occurring at a time when a lot of traders have been short and where a number of bulls had sort of stood aside. So you could get quite a strong recovery here in these European stock markets over the next few weeks. That's what I would look for. Beyond that, we're still in a period of seasonal underperformance on average, but there's no mistaking the fact that today's technical action, very positive, very much in favor of the bulls. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.